Monday marks the 50th anniversary of the Supreme Court's historic desegregation decision, Brown v. Board of Education. That decision wrenched the small town of Farmville, Virginia. There was intense white opposition to the idea of black and white children sitting side by side in school. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams reports on the impact that fighting integration had on two white families in Virginia's Prince Edward County.
Racial divisions run through the history of the South. One reminder of that history is the Appomattox River. It runs right through Farmville, along with old Southern rail lines. This rural area, with its large tobacco plantations, is where Confederate General Robert E. Lee spent his last nights before surrendering to the Union Army. By the 1950s, school segregation here led to severe overcrowding in the one high school for black children. After the Brown decision, the all-white school board refused to integrate. They eventually closed all public schools. Lester Andrews was the county school board chairman when the school shut down.
I think this goes back to the Civil War. People in the South had very little, the whites and the blacks. And the whites had to bring themselves along and also the blacks with them.
That history made its way into Lester Andrews' upbringing in Prince Edward County in the early 1900s.
We played with the blacks in the yard and so on. We never were taught in my family to be disrespectful to them or anything, but when we finished playing, we went home. There's always been that separation.
Andrews didn't want his children to go to school with blacks. His two sons went to all-white segregated academies. Andrews, now 89, still runs a construction company in Farmville. In his office, he keeps a black and white family photo showing his wife and boys at that time.
The one on the right must have been 12 or 13, and Danny, he's 2 years younger.
Andrews and others in Farmville say much of the white male establishment's fear of school integration was based on the idea that black and white teenagers might become sexually involved. He still has similar concerns.
What do you think of interracial marriage? Well, I still have a problem with it, but I go along with it. Were we supposed to have interracial marriage? I don't think so, but maybe who knows what we're supposed to be. I think you're destroying one race or the other.
Andrew says he's looking ahead.
And I think if we don't keep pushing it too fast, things will come around. It takes a long time for these things to happen.
When Lester Andrews made the decision to defy the Supreme Court on Brown and close public schools in Farmville, he was being pressured to do so by the local newspaper, the Farmville Herald, owned by J. Barry Wall. Writing the newspaper's editorials, Wall argued that it was Virginia and every other Southern state's right to conduct its own affairs without interference from the federal government. Here is one of his editorials.
We may close our eyes to the principles involved, but they will not go away. It did not go away in 1865 when the Confederate states were overcome by physical force after 4 years of the bloodiest fighting known to history. The issue was not settled then.
Nationally, Farmville was known for its racism. A reporter for the Saturday Evening Post wrote in 1950 that a city leader told him blacks did not want good schools. They wanted more dance halls. He added, quote, "Be a Negro on a Saturday night in Farmville, and you'll never want to be a white man again." Meanwhile, the Farmville Herald's editor urged his son, J. Barry Bowall Jr., a lawyer, to join the segregationist crusade. Jackie, the son's future bride, had no idea that her boyfriend was a racist. She was born to British parents in India, but went to college at the University of Richmond. It was there that she met the handsome Bowall,
who was brilliant and was so nice. I had no idea that he was going to revert back to his racist attitudes.
Jackie Wall now lives on the outskirts of Farmville, in a rustic house with beautiful birds and grazing wild turkeys outside. An old bell announces visitors. When Bo Wall proposed to Jackie, the younger Wall made an unusual demand of his future wife.
He said, I want you to sign a prenuptial agreement. I'm going to put in there that if any of our children ever marry a black person, that I will disown them. And in my marriage ceremony, I'd said, love, honor, and obey. So I complied with signing this because, again, I thought, well, this has never happened, you know, because he did not hate black people. He just saw that they were inferior. Patting them on the back, you're a good old boy, you know, sort of thing like that.
Now, when the schools were closed in 59, look at your whole body slumped. What happened there?
Well, that was that was just such a terrible time for me because I was not speaking out except to my husband. He told me that I could say anything I wanted at home about the situation, but that I was never to speak about my disagreement with any of it outside of the home.
Jackie Wall sits in her living room, surrounded by sculptures she has created. She says concern over interracial sex among school students was also deeply troubling to her father-in-law and to her husband.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because of the minds of people, and the minds of particularly men, white men.
Jackie Wall's husband died in a plane crash in 1972. The Wall family still owns the Farmville Herald, but the one-time voice for segregation is now a voice for racial reconciliation, and it's pushing for compensation for students who lost their education when the county shut its school system. And Jackie Wall, now 78, holds up a picture of a smiling baby with chubby cheeks.
You know, this is what they were afraid of. Now, he is adopted by my youngest child.
Jackie Wall wonders if her late husband could imagine that one of his grandchildren would be an interracial child whose father is black and mother white. Before he died, he told her,
"Let's not talk about the school segregation because you know you have a great deal of influence on me, and I do not want to change the way I feel because of his duty to his father." You see, like it was becoming a struggle for him to maintain the way that he felt.
Jackie Wall hopes her late husband might have changed his mind about racial separation, that he might have changed enough to love this child. Today, Prince Edward County has one big high school that is 58% black and 40% white, and the segregated Prince Edward Academy exists as a private school, the Fuqua School, which has some minority students. But for all the progress that has been made, the damage done to black people here remains like shackles and chains on white families and black families alike. Juan Williams, NPR News.
You can find photographs and more on our series on Brown versus Board of Education by going to our website at npr.org.